I don't think I have a clear methodology. Very recently, I started realizing some recurrences or some desires that are very present in my different artistic experiences, but I think I have different approaches.
And maybe say the question one more time.
What is my work in question? It seems like the question is never completely or accurately formulated, so I feel like I also change the question slightly or sometimes dramatically as I work. But I think the way to start has to do with asking a question and seeing how the question can mobilize the thing that I'm doing. So for example, right now I started with the purpose of designing a live archive, and then the question became, how am I thinking the archive? But how would I define the archive, and what am I suggesting as an archive? Because then there are many formulations. If you think about the body as an archive, but that wouldn't be enough. It would be the body as an archive of what? So in the interview that I did to Jennifer Monson, because she has this work called Live Dancing Archive, it would immediately seem the body as an archive of her own dancing, because she's dancing throughout the piece. But she's actually thinking of the body as an archive of the environment. So then it's that implies a different way of relating one thing with the other and contextualizing them.
In different ways, I'm working with restrictions and how the body affects the flow of thinking. Well, I can say that I usually start with the body. I try to realize how the body is feeling in a determined situation.
Well, I think it starts with it as an idea, but maybe I'm discovering that I can also think that there would be something before the idea. So there is something that actually starts before I know it started in my methodology. I kind of unearth that through others, like through dialogue and through discussion, and so maybe it's like mining or something with people. And then I would say I really kind of also put it into a psychoanalytic I don't know if it's like always like this, but I find it as a tool for like generating or uncovering. So if I talk about me thinking it starts with an idea, but aware that there's something that's even before that idea, then I'm looking for tools that can put me in contact with that point that's before the idea. And one of them I know is psychoanalysis, but I also know that there's others, and I'm quite interested in working with other people that have practices for kind of finding these information or these starting points that predate what I thought or what I've what I would assume was the starting point, the idea. And then,
well, I think I have an interest by small and insignificant movements. So for this reason, in my last works in theater, when I was directing, I was very much collecting or capturing some smaller or ordinary reactions from the actors during the rehearsals that they were not exactly aware of. And I was creating the material for the place from this. So I can say that I'm intrigued by what is ordinary, what is mundane, what is, how to say, the contrary of sacred. Yes, mundane, but also with a sense of comedy or humor that probably comes from the circus and clowns, I think.
So I think, I think for me the question then sends me in a direction of using one element or experimenting in one thing or another. And then maybe at some point I need to reframe the questions or keep going with different questions. So the thing with starting with my question of what I consider an archive, then I decided that for me at the moment the voice is an archive. then I would have to wonder what, in what way I'm thinking the voice. Because then the voice is not always, like what you hear right now is my voice, but there are also the voices that I hear in my head before speaking. So then another set of questions comes in about what is the voice and what I consider, how am I laying out this idea of the voice. But at some point, I suppose it can also be overwhelming to have so many questions. So at some point, I think you also have to say, this is what I'm doing. So the path of the archive to the voice, then all these possibilities about how to understand the voice as an element, or as an agent, or as material, then at some point I said, even if it would be arbitrary, the voiceover is my way of addressing both the voice and the archive. So that affirmation then already gives me a context, possible operations that I can do. I suppose also that there comes another batch of contextualizations, because then does the voiceover refers to bodily trainings and things that have to do with the training of the body, or with more like performance stage, like dance history or dance presentation history, or does it have to do more with the voice as a representative of thinking and power structures that lay underneath thinking? So that again, it opens up quite a bit. And I think right now I am sort of in this opening up of which direction to take. So I do think I'm going a bit in every direction right now. So I think what I'm saying is like many moments of opening up the spectrum and then narrowing it down to one single thing and then opening up again.
Maybe I have been considering the space of the theater as a space of a kind of ritual, of which for me very personally is related somehow with a kind of sacrifice, in which there is a game of powers between the audience and the performers, and there is a challenge of this performances before this audience to do some things that in a kind of heroic position, like accessing powerful emotions or things like that. And maybe I was trying to question this idea of the hero, of the performer as hero, how to embrace the mortality, the, how to say this, smallness or the incapacities or the failure more and more of the performer into the performance.
Recently, yeah, I've given myself a structure to make works inside like an empty floor plan of a house, and imagining this house has 7 or 8 rooms, and I already know what's in some of the rooms, which are other kind of autonomous artworks that I assumed in the idea I have that were not related. But through putting them in these rooms, I believe it will be a tool to find out how they are related.
But I think it's a bit philosophical. I'm speaking like in a very abstract manner. Methodologies that I developed for this were basically to stop the rehearsals in order to see what was really happening concretely, like in the room, like realizing which were our expectations and where was our attention during what we were doing, and really trying to deal with the rehearsal with its materiality, not trying to avoid all the influence of the intention of something to make space for the ridiculous not only the ridiculous, but the thing that we were doing. So for me, it's not about finding something like in the end, but to tell about these different attempts. For me, it was more the subject for me, constant search for something. It was in itself the subject that I was trying to grasp, more than the big subject of the play or the big subject of something that was not inside the room of who we were rehearsing, but the human relationships that we were building, like in that specific constellation of people. And
I hope maybe that is an answer to your question.